Welcome to another episode of Furry Charge Podcast.
It is number 7.
We've come a long way since the first one.
Yep.
Which I believe was around Christmas time.
It's been a few weeks since we've had one up till, and
we got lazy, we ran out of stuff to talk about.
It's not really lazy, it's just we kind of wanted to change up the format, and I mean, at least how it looks on here.
For me, I got lazy, and we had other stuff to do, like building the art. As you noticed, we've done the art streams, and we're putting up an art tutorial step by step.
As always, though, we would appreciate if people send in topics to talk about on here. It doesn't need to be current news. It doesn't need to be drama or anything. It can be what you'd like us to talk about anything. It's as long as furries are talking about it, it's going to be furry related.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been, you know, the usual isolation still.
Yep. With no end in sight.
And the last time we had talked about, partially, that we talked about doing at-home cons. At least what people are calling at-home cons.
Yeah.
As far as I've heard, it's basically just you register for a chat, and then they have video on.
Different panels at different times. You have an artist section, you have dealer's den. Basically everything you can find in a con, but online instead of in person.
So it's basically artists or fursuiters doing streams, and they host the stream. So people can watch different people on there.
Just to keep the fandom going in whatever way we can.
It's kind of like how they do with gaming streams. They do like charity ones where they can possibly have... They have a lot of ones where they have cons or meetups just like furries do. And there's like thousands of people that show up. So I imagine they also have the ones where they host people online to show the games and stuff. And they have big charity streams and stuff like that for it. I don't know if they did charity for these.
I didn't go to the Down Home one. I briefly went into the, I think it's called Mini Furcon on the Discord channel.
Mini
Furcon? I wasn't a huge part of that. There was a place to chat, place to show your art. There was dealer's den sections. So it was trying to be like a convention except on a Discord server, not at an actual hotel space or any other places that furry conventions are held in person.
So as of this recording, which we're doing it, the Down Home was this past weekend.
Yes.
It was the first, second, and third?
Of May.
So it's over. I mean, hopefully it went well for whoever wanted it to go well. You had your own kind of discourse over it.
Well, not big discourse. It's just trying to get the feel of a furry convention, except if you're going to have it online, why do you have to make it so selective?
To limit whoever is in the artist alley?
Like, I get if you get, like, hundreds of applications, you can't have everybody, but...
I doubt they did that.
This is online. If they're listed online...
Yeah.
...that you can scroll through, why do you have such a limited space
for them? Dealer's Den, in real life, you got limited space.
Yeah, physically.
You got overhead, you've got people that need to give in like the tax forms and stuff like that. They need to have everything like compartmentalized there. Online, if it's just a page that has a bunch of artists listed, I don't see any.
There's no physical limitations other than maybe listing so many people that you can't go through everybody. But
do you know any other names for like the cons, different ones besides the Down Home? You said mini
Furcon. They have a Twitter page with a link to Discord. You get, press the link and you can join the server by a text message that you use as a code to
is basically, that one over though
it's ongoing from what I understand. It's not just a specific weekend, it's just ongoing.
I see. So are there other ones that are doing the specific times? We're going to have to find them out. We'll try to put some links.
I don't know everything. If you know others besides Down Home Furcon and Mini Furcon, feel free to describe them in the description below.
Yeah, you can say them in the comments if you know any other that are coming up. I'll try to find some.
Yeah, but the only two that I can think of are those two that we mentioned.
Yeah, but you did say that there's much more of them, right?
Probably. I would imagine
that
so.
That you had seen yourself? Didn't you see a bunch of them listed?
Those are the two big ones that I know. I wasn't really paying attention to
well,
the
I
rest
know,
of them.
Picari showed a lot of them, which she shouted out this podcast.
Thank you so much if you're
Thank
watching
you
this,
much.
Picari.
Yeah, it helped quite a bit. And we're always happy with the help on it. We're trying our best here.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure she had shown quite a few of them on there. Maybe I'll try to find out.
Be surprised if there's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I prefer in-person conventions over online conventions, so I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention to how many there are in their names.
I haven't seen them, so I don't know how well they went.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I kind of forgot it was this weekend. I may have tried to, you know, watch a little bit just to see how it goes.
They're much easier to forget than in person because you're busy doing your own thing and it slips your mind.
We're always working on some type of video.
Yeah, working
full
time. I'm working on art. You're doing videos.
Yeah,
so
we're trying to keep something going.
Yeah, real life just gets in the way, which is another thing that I feel like in-person conventions are better than online, but that's personal preference.
To end this topic here, though, do you think these should continue? Like, even if we're not stuck at home?
Yeah, they're an interesting idea. They've never been done before, and it's a cool concept. I don't know how well it works actually playing out, but it's a really interesting concept to try out during these trying times, especially.
Well, I can imagine them not calling them cons anymore and just having,
meetings like for meets but online.
Like maybe do throw charity and stuff in there.
That would help out artists and just have fun.
Like one of the big gaming ones is like Games Done Quick. They do a lot of charity. So I could imagine furries could do something like that and they could
I mean there's a lot of potential for it to be
have
its purpose even outside of isolation when we're able to go outside again.
Well, you gotta kinda use your imagination as to it being a con. It's basically just watching people stream online.
It's the best we can do
now. It's the best you can do right now, but when everything goes back to normal, it could still be a thing that people do just because some people can't get to the cons. And stuff
that's a good point. Like, if you don't have any cons local to you and you can't afford to travel out of state, those could be an option for the future.
But all in all, it's a good idea. I mean, for either now or later, it's a good thing to have around.
Like we said, it has its purpose with charity, with allowing people who couldn't normally go to convention have kind of a con experience.
And I'm sure that people eventually get, if there was any, bugs and things in it that made it worse than what it should have been, they'll get them all fixed up.
Yeah.
And people will get more into doing them, and they'll get better and better.
That's entirely possible. Yeah.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't mind hosting something like that myself, but I'm sure it's a lot of work. It's a lot of hosting other people. You have to know, probably Google Hangouts.
Yeah, just looking through the Discord of the MiniFurCon and, seeing all the different chats that the admins have to pay attention to, all the scheduling they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
But all in all, pretty cool idea, and if anything, it sprung out of what's going on, and maybe we'll have something different from now on.
Possibly. We'll have to see what the future holds.
Yeah. Let's see what happens with them.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about it?
Do
you think it'll be a good idea to keep it going in the future? What do you guys think will happen with online conventions or fur meets in the future?
Or if you actually saw ones and you want to talk about how you feel about them, go ahead and say it in the comments.
Yeah.
But that's really about all on this topic, What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah, next one?
Yes, next
one. Okay. All right, so the next topic for this episode here will be about our favorite fursuit makers.
A lighthearted topic again.
Yeah, you know, it's not current news or anything. It's just kind of thrown in personal feelings and stuff into different venues and things of furry.
Yeah, since it's a creative aspect and everybody has their preferences, so.
Well, I mean, I can start off. More for Less always was something big for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously what I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't because they were known or anything. It was at the time my reference really looked like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is what I want.
It's just that you can feel it in your heart who you want to go with.
It wasn't about how big they were or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was just, I think they can do symphony. And, you know, More for Less is always, you know, they had their humble beginnings, just as anyone will. And, you know, people say that they had kind of a little bit of a downtime of how their shoots look. And I was told, like, mine was kind of, like, the very end of that cycle. But I really think they've brought it back.
They did a good job. I mean, the music notes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see it on the full suit, but when you see pictures of the full suit, it's incredible what they did with that.
People that have seen the full suit in person and seen the notes, they're always impressed by it.
Yeah.
Keyshaw did a lot of work with it, for sure.
It's incredible. Like, props to him for doing all of that.
And they've really brought it back. A lot of their new ones are really interesting and unique.
And the parrot.
They've been great.
Parrot is, like, really unique.
Yeah, the parrot with the big eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's Nullstruck. I met him before.
Yeah, he's, like, he's how did they even do eyes like that?
I don't know. It's got to be some type of resin painted or... It's hard to imagine.
It's amazing what makers can do.
But, it's kind of like sort of cop-out because I'm in it in a Morpheless suit. But I have always liked what they do.
I think they're also starting to practice the moving jaws now.
Mine definitely does not.
No, like, it's a really recent thing. Like, I think I've only seen one of the recent stuff with the moving jaw.
I have to say, if anybody does want to order from them, they use a lot of materials. Their suits are heavy.
They take a lot of budgeting. They're expensive. Yeah,
they're expensive, too, now. But what do you say, like, a favorite?
When I was new to the fandom, DHC suits caught my eye. It's just how cute they are in the eyes and just, I don't know, they're so fluffy and... They do really good suits.
DHC is a local maker here in Arizona. We see Lucky all the time at different meets and cons.
Like, I don't know. It's just the way the face looks that really stands out, and they're just really cute.
Yeah, it's another one of those. You know, all the makers start out very small, humble. They're
very rough.
Yeah, rough. And DHC, I'm going to go agree with you that... I want to get a suit made by him.
Yeah, I want my coyote character to be made by DHC, maybe. Possibly. That's in the distant future, if
or
it'll happen.
If you make a deer.
Oh, yeah.
I want Brandia, my deer persona, to be made by him. I'm hoping. I don't know anything. It's going to be a couple years, hopefully.
I'm making a deer character to match his deer.
Kind of
that would be really awesome if we had, like, matching... characters, same species, even same maker.
But I was going to say DHC also, so I'm right with you on that. Do you have any other?
Thunder Howl. They're another local one. And I believe she started as Red Storm with Kit Kat, but they split off. And he did his own thing. She made Thunder Howl with Aiko.
I mean, you know, Sky Cabbage, she made her own suit. It's always going to be iconic. Everybody knows that suit.
Yeah.
Aiko also made his own suit, I believe.
He made his own, or did she help him?
I believe he made it. So it might have been between them. I don't know 100%.
Yeah.
I know that they're both made by one of them. But yeah, you're going to be
Thunder Howl. Yes. Of course, I have to mention Thunder Howl for that reason.
I honestly can't wait.
Yeah, like, they have a unique style, too. Like, every maker has their signature, and Thunder Howl has their signature. You can recognize the eyes and the moving jaw, just the face overall looks.
You know, like, one of the newer ones was Stormy.
Stormy.
That had...
Oh, Stormy Full.
Yeah. That has the new Thunder Howl.
Yeah. That was very recent.
To be honest, at first, if I wouldn't have known Thunder Howl, I probably would have been like, I don't know. They really did bring a lot new with that suit.
Yeah, and they practiced with the floppy ears. And that, of course, you know, Stormy Fulf's older head had the floppy ears,
too. I kind of wish I did. These don't move.
And it's just really cool to see Thunder Howl kind of bringing an old character to life in their own way, but still keeping the style the old way.
Yeah, you know, after you're shown that it is them, you're like, oh, yeah, you can see it.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have, I would have been like, oh,
I think Thunder Howl has their key signature, but they're unique enough to make each character their own. As you can see, because, you, like you said, with Stormy Fulf, at first not recognizing it's Thunder Howl.
Yeah, but I knew right off, and it's like, yeah, I can see it, but it's also them changing up, you know.
Which is impressive because, it you is. Know, people complaining about big makers having same face syndrome. Thunder Howl kind of does, but at the same time, they're unique enough that they don't at the same time.
Like, you said DHC. Thunder Howl is also cool. I always like Mixed Candy. They're kind of a mix between toony and realistic.
They're not my first choice because of that. I prefer toony over realistic. The airbrushing.
But.
Nothing against people who like Mixed Candy. It's personal preference.
But if I thought of somebody that if I have a dub character, if I could have had anybody do it, would have been them. Because
mm-hmm.
I kind of want that one to be kind of that mix in between there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I like a lot what they do. They've gotten super big, so they can kind of pick and choose who gets in. And, yeah. You know, I never actually expect to ever have that character done by them. Mm-hmm. I guess Morphless would do the dub pretty well.
If you really want to, then give Morphless a try again.
I mean, I like Phoenix Nest.
I love Phoenix Nest. Like, right before I was accepted for Thunder Howl, mm-hmm. Fall of last year, I put in for them when they opened. Of course, they were only taking 2 slots, so it was very limited, and I didn't get a slot, but I also felt like they'd be another one who would be good to do Nia.
I liked Autumn Fallings a whole lot. I don't know what they're called now.
Multicolor Bark.
Yeah, there you go. I always forget that one. I don't know why they changed it. I thought Autumn Fallings sounded cool, but
sometimes you just need a change.
You know, I would say those are probably like the 5 I like a whole mm-hmm. lot. Morphless, DHC.
Mixed Candy.
Phoenix Nest and what used to be Autumn Falling, Multicolored Bark. You said
Thunder Howl, DHC. What else did I say? I also like Twinkie Arts.
Yeah.
Like, I think Twinkie Arts is a bit more realistic, but it's not like super realistic style. And they do really good deers too.
Who's that other one you thought of? There was another maker you had thought of for Nia. Made for you or something like that, I think.
Oh, yeah, I tried with them, too, in case I didn't get with Thunder Howl.
Is that one of your favorites?
They do really good suits. So, they're not my top pick, but they are up there.
So you got any other ones mentioned? I think I pretty much did for me.
For the big ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's all?
I think so, off of the top of my head.
But what's your number one?
DHC or Thunder Howl.
Right, there you go.
One of those two.
Yeah, that's kind of put on the spot. You know, I think I'd probably always feel more for less. You know, it means a lot to me that this suit still means a lot to me. So.
He's a cute wolf.
So, yeah, that's really about it. Those are like 5. They weren't really in any order.
Right. It's just who we prefer. And who stands out to us and why.
If I ever get the DHC deer done, I may fall completely in love with it, and that's it.
You might become deer instead of
wolf. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe a couple years from now, it'll be deer on here instead of me. Or a 2.0 of this. Who knows?
I would really love to see Morphless redo this one in
their
updated style and higher quality.
And you'll have Nia soon, so, you know, things are going to really pick up here, too. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say. Those are my
favorites. What are your favorite makers?
Yeah, feel free. Say in the comments.
We'd love to know.
Definitely. Lots out there. A lot of makers that a lot of people haven't heard about, really.
Uh-huh.
Or under the radar than everyone else.
Yeah, and on top of the big name that we listed, we would love to see smaller ones prove their style and get up there, too.
I want to see Nia do more of it.
Yeah, she's
been trying herself.
I do have extra foam I need to practice
with.
We'll
see, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
Hopefully bring my Panox species to life as a suit someday.
Yeah.
That can become my signature, like Cabots with Thunder Howl or Wolves with Morphless.
Mm-hmm. Could be cool.
Who's to say?
We'll see what happens, you know. Lots of makers out there. Lots of
potential.
Potential. Lots of competition. Lots of room for new ones to come in.
Definitely.
Yep. So, yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I feel we did great.
Yay.
Yeah.
Next topic?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so final topic for this episode is something very strange. We've covered them before. They seem to get into the limelight by some stupid thing or another once in a while.
I'm sure you know who we're talking about by now.
It is PETA. Am I saying it right? I always wonder if I'm saying it right.
Just that name makes me do a face palm.
It's more PETA with their weird shenanigans, stupidery, whatever you want to call it.
Oh my goodness.
But, you know, Animal Crossing has been really big.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has to do with animals. There's nothing in the game that shows that these animals are being injured or anything like that.
No, it's just a video game.
They're all sentient. They know what they're doing. It's a cute little video game, and it's been big. So, of course, it becomes a target. I personally have been playing it a lot myself.
Heck yeah, the past, like, month or so.
Yeah. I mean, it came out in the perfect time.
Yeah, you're trying to get your village done so you can do it for a separate video.
I'm going
to
do an amazing video on it. And,
I'm sure you will.
I've spent a lot of time.
Stay tuned for that one later.
What do you think of my village so far?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I've done a lot, huh?
Yes, it's definitely 100% different than it was before.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and I'm going to have fun showing it off. But, you know, it came at the right time. People have been enjoying it a whole lot. It's become a huge game.
Yes.
You see people saying, I've never played a video game in my life. This is the thing that's making me start.
Even weeks before, people are going crazy, offering commissions for Animal Crossing themed art or buying Animal Crossing themed art.
Which somebody actually wanted from you. And,
you
know, if you do it well, maybe it could be something you do.
I'm sure I could do it easily.
But, you know, with anything popular that has to do with animals, you got to have PETA get in there and
try to shove their face.
I'm going to try to see this. I'm not real good without my glasses. It's their Vegan Guide to Animal Crossing's New Horizon.
That alone, you just know something is going to go wrong.
They are trying to say that we're eating something from Animal Crossing.
Well, veganism is pretty much a lifestyle where you don't eat animals, you don't eat animal products, you don't consume animal products, which includes not buying leather for, like, leather wallets, etc.
Okay, does that go along with anything with video games?
No, it doesn't.
All right, so we'll post the link, of course, to this and maybe show it on the screen, but
and going on with that, veganism, basically its purpose is to be considerate of animals and save the planet from agriculture because it's bad for the environment.
Okay, so the first one on here is fishing in Animal Crossing vegan? First of all, you don't even eat the fish on the game. You sell them, you put them to the museum. Where they go, no one knows. But as far as you know, on Animal Crossing, nobody eats any of them. So that, of course, is...
And besides, you catch a fish, you can place it in your room as a pet.
Yeah,
it's still alive. Which indicates that it's still alive in your pockets.
But nobody has ever shown that it's actually sold to be eaten. You can't eat it on there.
No. You can't even physically eat it. It's not an actual animal. It's just pixels on a screen that currents of electronics control.
Is it okay to catch bugs in Animal Crossing?
Well, let's see what they say.
Apparently people eat bugs in some countries.
Yeah, not in America.
You can buy them here.
Not America, Japan, where Animal Crossing comes from, I'm not too sure on.
You know, you can buy, like, sour cream and onion flavored crickets at, like, candy stores as a joke.
No, thank you.
But, you know, it says, from butterflies to wharf roaches, your island is bustling home for various insects and other little animals. Keep it that way. And they're telling you not to give it to a museum because they're not free.
What? That makes no sense.
So basically, everything needs to be free and living, despite either whether it would be taken care of correctly
or not. That's not veganism.
You don't crush any of the bugs on there,
no.
Except maybe the cockroaches.
Except they're still regenerate once you leave the room and go back into it.
But all in all, they're still fake insects on a cute little game.
Yeah, exactly. They're not even alive.
Do clams feel pain?
I'm sure they real life clams have neurons that can feel pain. Real life, though, is the key.
You know, it's going to be difficult for me to see most of this on here, so hopefully people can go through the list by themselves.
We'll have the link to the website in the description so you guys can look through it yourself and laugh at it.
So, yeah, you can look through the list. We are, we're just going through what types of lists they have on there of their main arguments on the game.
Yeah.
This one is, should I have, or should I leave the hermit crabs in the game alone?
What?
So I guess they have a problem with hermit crab pets in real life.
What the heck?
What would a vegan eat on a desert island? Well, they got...
What?
They have fruit.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing you can eat in
the
game.
You can only eat that, yeah. I don't think you can even eat the clams or anything. You eat the peaches, oranges, apples, whatever, just to be able to dig up trees.
Like, in the game, that's literally the only thing you can eat, and you see the character eat.
What other vegan food can you eat in the game? Basically all the fruit.
Yeah.
What can vegans wear in the game?
What in the heck? PETA.
So basically nothing that has fur. Can you even buy fur products in Animal Crossing?
I don't even know if they have fur products.
They have things that look kind of like animals, but it's probably not fur. They have like the bear suit and stuff like that.
It could be synthetic, PETA. You never know.
Should I buy or build a dog house? What? So basically they're telling you can't have a dog, a pet dog.
What? Why not?
Because apparently dogs are supposed to roam free despite they're domesticated.
And they wouldn't last very long in the wild.
Is Tom Nook exploiting you?
What?
He's an animal himself, so how is an animal exploiting you?
According to PETA, I think it sounds like animals should be exploiting humans.
So basically, they want to complain about anything, as usual, right?
I swear, this is satire. This is, can't be real.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be. They're asking if Isabelle is vegan.
What? Why would it matter to the game?
Are animals not allowed to eat whatever they choose to eat? Herbivore? Omnivore?
PETA sounds as ridiculous as those who want to put their cats on a vegan diet. Which, by the way, please don't. Cats need taurine, which is a protein found in animal meat. So cats are obligatory carnivores.
How can you spread animal rights through Animal Crossing?
You don't. It's just a fun game to play.
I think all the animals have as much rights as everybody inside the game.
They're free to move from the town if they want to. They're free to do whatever they want.
The worst thing you could do is hit them in the head with a net.
And still, the worst that happens is they get mad at you.
So they're basically just trying to say that you can change your passport to phrases that have to do with adopt or something like that to spread animal rights. Go vegan, apparently there's titles like that on there. So I don't know, I'm sure they found the weirdest ones.
Why does PETA exist?
How can you enjoy your island in an animal friendly way? I don't know, talk to the animals,
just play the game,
hang out with them,
be respectful to the animals.
And then finally they ask if they're against it.
Sounds like they are.
It sounds like they are.
Well,
you know,
PETA, if you don't like the game, don't play it or buy it.
Yeah, it's a big mess of a topic here. It's basically trying to throw shade on whatever they can to once again get into the limelight. And, you know, you got to look at these and you got to laugh at them. Hopefully everybody can look at the link and just look through what they have on there and... As usual, laugh at them. Don't take them too serious.
Why
and just.
Would anybody seriously take them, like, for?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are some
Why?
Out there that will. But you know, for the rest of us, it's always going to just be a joke type of thing. And you know, you always get like animal rights. You don't want anything bad to happen to anything
well,
that
yeah.
doesn't deserve
you
it.
You don't want to see animals suffering or know that they're suffering. But this is.
And as far as
way
like
beyond that.
How you eat is up to you.
Yeah.
If you really do want to be vegan, if you want to be vegetarian, whatever, I would say do it as kind of a healthy lifestyle like, choice type of thing.
I'm more vegetarian than I have been in a long time, but yeah. That's because I've loved animals since I was a kid, and I studied veterinary briefly for the purpose of helping animals and being with them, and
I haven't eaten red meat. Gelatin seemed to have snuck up on me, but I haven't eaten red meat since I was 18. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty old now. But, you know, I recently stopped eating chicken. I haven't had mm-hmm. it for like 3 or 4 months now, and, you know, it's more so for me for like a healthy choice.
Yeah, for me it's the animals, but I don't go extreme with it, and I yeah. still consume dairy products.
I'm not looking at games and saying, hey, you can't do this because you got to be vegan, animal rights and stuff like that, or I don't mind that other people do eat meat.
And taking out dairy products would be like too hard to do. But it's a personal choice. It's yeah. up to you, and good for you, whatever choice you make.
And don't constantly attack people or what they do based on it. And it's like,
especially don't attack people playing video games of all things that don't hurt anything.
I certainly don't believe anybody should abuse animals or anything like that. No. If that was their only thing that they're trying to get to people is don't abuse animals, I agree. That's fine.
And the thing is, in nature, it's tough. There's going to be carnivores that kill herbivores for food.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, carnivores have to eat, too. It's not a happy and rosy life out there.
Snakes and lizards and stuff like that are going to kill whatever they can. Animals are killing things in the wild.
Like a snake kills a rat. It's really sad for the rat, but is it really nice to let the snake starve to death to let the rat live?
But all in all, we shouldn't blame a video game that exists in an entire different world of non-existence.
No. In the essence, it's just electronic currents going through like chips and I don't even know the how that works, but it's just electronics. It's not even actual life.
And as far as I've seen on there, all the animals have their rights and stuff like that. So, you know, the insects may be in cages or the fish are in tanks or whatever, but, you know, they're not being hurt. It's a fun little game that really didn't need to be picked on.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's enjoying it despite.
So don't listen to PETA. Just have fun.
Or listen to them and just have a nice laugh and, you know, continue being a good person.
Like otherwise. Us.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have it linked and we'll have it on the screen if I can and have a good laugh at it. But hopefully everybody that is enjoying Animal Crossing is, and I hope to show my town off for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's about it for this week. Or I shouldn't even say week. It's whenever we get around to it.
Yeah. Sometimes we get too busy to do these weekly.
Yeah. The podcast isn't dead. We're always going to do this. It is very alive. We enjoy doing it.
It's just a matter of finding topics.
Mm-hmm. So if you can, we're going to reiterate that you can send in topics.
Yeah. Like if you see anything on like Twitter or happening around that's furry related or of interest, let us know.
If it's possibly drama, you can send it to us and we'll think about it.
We don't want anything too.
We'll possibly look at an angle to talk about it.
Yeah, but we don't want anything that's too sided. Too much. Like one side or this side.
Mm-hmm. We may possibly have some topics like that eventually. We'll see. But yeah, if you have any, put them in the comments, send them to us on Twitter or Telegram, whatever you can.
We'll list our places that you can find us below as well.
But we're back, 7th episode here, and lots more to come. Lots more on
the
channel.
See you soon.
Yeah, but that's about it. Bye-bye. Bye-bye for this time.